Welcome to Nali Bali. It's time for a story, a time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
Lion's Dinner by Wendy Hartman. There was a place in Africa that all the animals liked very much. There was good water and green grass there, trees and shade and at least 7 hills. But a big lion also lived there. He was big and strong, and he was very, very greedy. He caught 2 or 3 animals every day. The other animals were unhappy and held a meeting to talk about the lion. They all understood that in Africa, everyone has to eat, but they agreed that the lion ate too much. It took hours and days and weeks of talking, but at last, they had a plan and went to meet the lion.
"Dear lion,"
said Zebra,
"it's not good for you to be out running and hunting all day long. You must get very tired."
Said the lion.
"And?"
"We will send you 1 animal every day," said Springbuck. "That would be much better for you. You would not have to go out hunting for hours," said the lion again.
"Well, that sounds good, but you must send me an animal now. I am hungry now. And remember, I must have my dinner every single day. If you don't send me 1 animal every single day, I shall catch every one of you and eat you all."
"Oh, no.
"Well, please don't catch every one of us. We promise we will send you an animal every day."
"We will not let you go hungry." So every day, an animal was chosen and sent to Lion for his dinner. This went on for quite a while, but then some of the animals became unhappy and very worried.
"That's not a good idea. What are we going to do?
What am I? I'm the next one that's chosen," said the little buck.
What if tomorrow is my turn?"
said the zebra. "I don't want to be the lion's dinner," said the bush pig, starting to cry. And this went on every day. All these questions and even some more were asked, until the day arrived when it was Hare's turn to be the lion's dinner.
"Hare," said one of the animals, "we are sorry, but today it is your turn. It has been decided you must get ready and go to Lion."
But the hare did not look unhappy. He didn't even seem scared. He just smiled.
"Well, that's good. Very, very good," he said. "I've been thinking about this for a long time. At last, I have a plan. Don't be afraid. The lion will not eat me up."
All the other animals were surprised.
"But how is that possible? You're not going to run away, are you? You know what will happen if Lion does not get his dinner."
"He'll catch every one of us and eat us all, and that includes you." "Don't worry,"
said Hare.
"I'm not going to run away. You can come with me and watch if you want, but don't let Lion see you."
Then Hare went down to the river. He jumped into the water and splashed around until his fur was soaking wet. Next, he went to the side of the river and began to roll in the mud. The other animals could not believe what they were seeing.
"What are you doing? You look like a pile of messy mud now, Hare."
"Good. And now I will go to Lion."
"Okay, we will watch from here."
"We don't know what your plan is, but we hope it is a good one."
And so, Hare walked to Lion, and arrived looking very, very messy and dirty. When Lion saw him, he was very angry.
Well, I don't want a dirty animal for dinner.
Oh, no,
said Hare.
Dear Lion, I'm not your dinner. I was supposed to bring you a nice big fat hare, but on the way here, I met another lion, and he took the other hare from me and ate it up for his dinner.
What? What? Is there another lion around here?
Yes, there is. And he is big and strong. In fact, I think he is bigger and stronger than you are.
Lion became even angrier than before.
Show me that lion, show me, and I will chase him away. I will chase him so far away, he will not be able to find his way back here.
All right, I will take you to him.
So, Hare took Lion to a big well. On the way, the sun dried the mud on Hare's fur. Little clumps of mud were falling off his feet and face. But before Lion noticed, they had arrived at the well.
Look down there,
said Hare.
There is the lion you're looking for, and the hare is with him.
The lion looked into the well. He saw himself and the hare in the water. He was so angry that he jumped into the well to catch them. And of course, he never came back. The other animals were so happy. They ran up to Hare and danced around him. They thanked the clever hare and invited him to a feast to celebrate. Because now, in their little place in Africa, there was no lion who needed to be fed.
And so we come to the end of today's story on Nali Bali, produced by Vion Finter, Kathy Lowers, and Leon Fisser. Be part of Story Power with Nali Bali and read a story anytime you want. If you would like more stories for your children, visit nalibali.mobi from your cell phone, where you'll find a number of stories in a variety of languages available for free. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook and Mixit. Look out for the Nali Bali supplement with great stories and activities available in various languages in the Sunday World in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and the Free State, the Sunday Times Express in the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape's Daily Dispatch on Tuesdays and the Herald on Thursdays. Nali Bali, oh.